Scott, as always, we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, absolutely, Scott. It's always a pleasure.
Well, how optimistic should Panthers fans be right now?
Well, I think cautiously optimistic would be the right frame of mind to be in. This is a team that has not lost a lot, but also has not gained a lot since the end of last season, which obviously didn't work out as well as they had hoped. So they really are sticking to their guns for the most part. They believe they have the nucleus of the same team that has gotten to at least the NFL's Final Four in two of the last 4 years. And so they're thinking that's going to work again. Now, if it doesn't, this is a big, big year for John Fox and general manager Marty Herney. If it doesn't, they may be gone. But if it does, and they are gambling their futures that it will, Charlotte and the surrounding areas will have a whole lot to cheer about this year.
It's kind of hard to believe that just about 3.5 years after the Panthers went to the Super Bowl and nearly won it, that the coach who took them there might actually be considered on the hot seat. Is that just a reflection of sports today?
I think it is. The NFL changes out coaches at the rate of probably 20% a year or so, Scott, and John Fox is now has only been here, let's see, about 5 years, and is probably, you know, better than half in terms of seniority in the NFL. NFL, the old joke stands for not for long, and that goes for both the players, whose average career is only about 3.5 years, and the coaches. So I think John Fox will do plenty enough this year to stick around. That's my personal opinion. I don't think they're going to have a disastrous year by any means, and that's probably what it would take for him to get fired. But I know he is feeling pressure. The whole theme of this camp to me is under pressure. There are a whole lot of pressure points with the Carolina Panthers this year that will determine whether they have the kind of year they hope for or just the kind of mediocre year they had last season.
Well, what has happened the last several years that has got John Fox in a little bit of at least warm water here in Charlotte and with the team that, you know, 3.5 years ago they were playing in a Super Bowl and last year they didn't make the playoffs? What's been going on that's caused that decline to take place?
Well, they just have not been quite good enough. Last year I would say it was mostly on the offensive side of the ball. They scored about a touchdown less than they had the year before. And we should remember also in 2005, they had a great last part of the season, got all the way to the NFC Championship game, and then lost at Seattle. So really they've had two very successful years in the last four under John Fox. But then the other 2 years have both been real letdowns with the same sort of team. Part of the reason and part of the pressure points I'm talking about there is quarterback Jake Delhomme. John Fox and general manager Marty Herney have really staked their future on Delhomme for the most part. He has been very good in the two seasons they have made it so far, and he has been very mediocre for the most part in the two seasons they haven't. And so this year, as insurance, they've brought in David Carr as the second-string quarterback, and that is going to be one of the big stories of training camp and the early part of the season, whether David Carr makes any sort of inroads on the starting job or not. I don't believe he will. I think Jake Delhomme is the absolute starter for this season, but there are people who will tell you differently. And so that will be one of the big stories coming out of Spartanburg in the next few weeks.
Scott, real quick, what do you think will be the biggest story coming out of Spartanburg over the next several weeks?
Well, it may be Chris Jenkins, who supposedly will report later today and is a disgruntled and very large defensive tackle that they need to play very well for that defense to get back to its Super Bowl form. But he is he's an odd guy, and they tried to trade him in the offseason, and whether he can play at his best and drop some weight may be one of the very largest, literally largest stories of this camp.
A 16-game regular season and then hopefully the playoffs. How about a regular season prediction for the Panthers?
Well, I think right now they're probably not much better than a 9-7 team, Scott, but with Atlanta's troubles in their division, they may be better than that. I think a lot of it, I really don't know for sure until I see them at training camp, but I'd say 9-7, maybe 10-6 is sort of the range I would be guessing at right now if you held my hand to the fire.
Scott, thanks for talking with us.
You bet, Scott, anytime.